second hour of the program, you can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their site. So enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. And you can make it yours because it's a fairly interactive little place. We've got a forum and a wiki, and I guess it's not so little anymore. Free Talk Live website just continues to add new stuff. And
it's probably the biggest website, content-wise, of any radio, nationally syndicated radio talk show out there.
Right. I haven't seen anyone try to prove us wrong on that claim. We've made it a few times over the years, and it's a really community-driven site. A lot of Web 2.0 stuff, and it's going to be even more so soon with the Free Talk Live 2.0 website in a testing phase. Have you seen it yet, Wayne? The
no,
FTL 2.0?
I've heard.
Go to prep.freetalklive.com. You can see the site there in its advanced form. It's not quite completed yet, and hopefully it'll be done when it's ready, I guess. I don't know if there's a completion date, but I expect it'll be this year. I think that's safe to say. They've been moving along on it, and I've been paying for it, so
ooh,
hopefully it'll be a...
Nice.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's a good reaction. I like that. Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I like the use of colors in it.
Yeah, it looks good.
They did a good job.
It's clean.
So there you go. Prep.freetalklive.com. See the future of the Free Talk Live website. You'll see how it's going to be even more interactive than it currently is, which it'll allow you to submit your own show ideas, your show prep ideas and stories and things like that. You can vote up other people's ideas and vote up the things that you like and leave comments and all kinds of good stuff. So, and it's free, of course. So we continue with your calls. And Gene in Tennessee on the Amp Line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some pointers on China's immigration problems, or a little heads up.
Okay, sure.
People are always complaining about our immigration problems here, and we definitely have noted that people are immigrating to China. So as China becomes more and more prosperous, people actually from the United States are even immigrating to China. We know of one guy who is an electrician, or he was an electrician working in the construction trade, and he got hooked up with some girl in Beijing and wound up marrying her and moving over there teaching English. He says he's happier than he's ever been. He's been there about 3 months now.
Hmm.
And
why is he happier?
It's strange.
I mean, besides the fact that he has a wonderful lady in his life, I mean, what else?
Yeah, I don't know all the little details,
okay.
So I can't answer that.
I didn't know if he pointed anything out.
I can tell you that a lot of Americans and I've met one guy who was an Australian guy who is also immigrated to China and is teaching there. So there's a lot of people now that are starting to immigrate into China, and so they're going to have an immigration problem. Of course, they've got the stuff, the immigrants from North Korea bubbling across the border, as many as can get out of North Korea.
That can't be very many.
China do, so there's a big problem there.
They put barbed wire fences up on their beaches in North Korea. It's not an easy place to leave.
I don't know. I know there are some places along the northern border where people can just, like, swim across the river and they're in China, because there's a village in North Korea where something like 75% of the ladies, the women, have left. So there's hardly any women left in that village, and the men are all in the military, so the villages are becoming desolate up there.
Wow.
You know, I've heard from several people that it's actually easier to start a new business in China than it is the United States.
I believe it.
This is supposed to be the center of capitalism and free enterprise.
It is so much easier and less restrictive to run a business in China than it is in the United States. It's pathetic. In fact, you know, if things get too much worse here, we've even considered going over there and starting something, because it's just that easy, and you don't have to deal with so much regulation. The taxes are lower.
Well, why is immigration a problem? I mean, do they have a big welfare system or something like that?
No, actually, I was being facetious a little bit.
Okay, because I was going to say the only reason immigration would be a problem is if you have a big welfare state in order to, shuffling funds over to them. If you've got a relatively free place, and I'm not saying China is very free, but they are becoming more free, I think, over time, and the United States is going in the opposite direction. But if you've got, more freedom, if you've got a free place, then you want immigrants to come because they fill needed job positions that are open and available, and that helps feed into the economy and expand the wealth pie and make everybody happier and healthier and wealthier.
So really the point I'm making is that the immigration problem in the United States is basically eventually going to become
a moot flight. Point?
No, it's going to become a flight because the people that are here with means are going to eventually leave this country.
It's already
like
happening.
Well, look at California, right?
I cited several others.
It's already happening. A lot of really wealthy people in the last 2 or 3 years have been leaving and going to other countries. And some, there was even a story about 2 weeks ago in my show prep pile about how a lot of very wealthy Americans were actually giving up their citizenship and paying the exit tax because...
Just get me out of here,
right? Get me out of here, yeah. Because their net worth had declined anyway, so it wasn't as big a deal.
Well, that billionaire Jim Rogers moved out 2 years ago, sold his penthouse in New York, and now lives in Singapore.
Oh, yeah. Cash in, get out. I don't blame people for leaving. I don't blame them for leaving, but I'd like to suggest that there's some real opportunity up here in New Hampshire to achieve liberty here in the so-called United States and hopefully eventually declare independence and we'll have our own little Hong Kong. I think
that'd be great. We have a couple of years left on our contract obligations here, and of course we're members of the Free State Project, and so if things haven't totally tanked within a couple of years, we'll probably be moving up there as well.
Yeah, I think the Free State Project is a fair opportunity. There's some real great things that are happening here with the activists that are moving up, that are already here. There are more coming, and we're starting to see some shifts. Just recently, there was somebody that I won't name names, but here in Keene, one of the more politically notable people, had made a comment to one of the Free Staters saying something to the effect of, look, just want to let you know, you may not be seeing it overtly, but there are a lot of minds being changed.
Oh, no? And as the Christian anarchist, I would like to call your attention to a little bit of inconsistency in how you speak on the air.
God bless you. God bless
you. And directing this to Ian, of course.
All right.
But you are very good at pointing out to people when they say to you that we are in Iraq or we are doing this or we are doing that, that you are not included in that collective because you don't believe in the collective thought.
Right.
However, I catch you many times on the air, and unfortunately I can't point to any specific examples right now, where you do use the collective against groups that you don't approve of, such as racists.
Police. Some police.
Well, police not so bad, because police you've kind of toned down on that one. Although, you know,
I throw in the disclaimer. We talked about the police recently. I usually throw in the disclaimer that there's some good cops.
I think he's getting better about it. Yeah.
And of course, Christians are one that you certainly like to loop together and form as a collective. And you know, there are other groups, Republicans and Democrats. I know you like to use them as a collective, but I just wanted to point that out to you. It's a little bit of an inconsistency.
Well, thanks for that, Gene. I appreciate it.
I would say that I use the collective. See, I don't find a real problem with using collective terms. So in my own conversation, I do use collective thought.
Well, I think there are certain stereotypes that exist for a reason. You know, I think that the reason why stereotypes are there is because it makes it easy to communicate about what a certain type of person tends to believe. Obviously, when we're talking about issues, we can't get down into each individual's viewpoint, so we have to some extent, group certain people together. But, I mean, to be fair, we were talking about the recent protest in D.C., and we pointed out that not all of the people there are likely to be a bunch of angry conservatives, that there are likely some other folks in that particular movement, but it has a certain flavor to it. The Tea Party protests and those that movement that we've been seeing over the last several months, it does have a very distinct kind of we're the Republicans and we're angry flavor. Is that true for everybody that's there? No, and I think we've acknowledged that. But I'll, you know, do my best to keep on top of it. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231, because I don't want to be roped into to being a collectivist or utilizing those terms. And I think there's some validity to what he's saying, but at the same time, we have to be able to communicate and talk about things that are happening. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I've got an email that kind of relates on the subject of bigotry. We'll try to get to that here in a little bit, but your calls are the primary element, and you are on the line. 800-259-9231. Well, maybe not you, but you could be. The toll-free number is available, and you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This
This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. The features, by the way, include the chat room. You can go in there 24 hours a day, but the best time is during the show at chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer some gold and silver deals to our listeners, and I just wanted to read some feedback I got here from
Because I know people have been buying them, which is great.
A lot of people have been buying them. And it's not like there's a huge profit margin on gold and silver right now anyway, because, you know, people are, there's a lot of competition in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a huge profit for us, although it's great. It's great to get it. We want to be able to offer the lowest prices to people, and that's what we try to do. So this is from Lothar. Mark, I wanted to give you some feedback. Midas has been excellent. They're prompt and they send notices at each step of the buying process. I dealt with another gold dealer and the contrast is amazing. Very happy with Midas. Thanks.
I'd like to just interrupt here. When I was shopping around for gold initially, I ended up choosing Midas. This was before they were really heavy on our show. But when I was shopping around, I was looking at the bullion dealers and I emailed them a question or I tried to call and no one ever got back to me. It's like, Your business isn't important to us. That's the feeling that I got.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about Midas as well.
Yep. So he says, I hope FTL is profiting. Also, I hope that the six or seven others that I've shown these Lakotas to say they are also the most attractive silver rounds out there. I suggest anyone interested in purchasing Lakotas that you consider purchasing them in increments of 20, and they send them in a very convenient container, and I'm not certain about that, whether it's true for the Sovereigns or Walking Liberties. I didn't buy those, and I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
I would imagine they do send them in a container, but, whatever.
It makes it easier to ship, I think.
And they Midas Resources has a really great opportunity for people to buy 20 of them if they'd like. You can call this number that I'm going to give you here in a minute and reserve 20 and then make payments on them, even though you don't have the $400-something, almost $500 to buy 20 silver rounds, you can lock them in at today's prices, which have just gone up at $22.30 a piece for these Lakota rounds by calling 877-857-9938. Silver and gold are on their way up. Midas just can't update their prices quickly enough to keep up with it. So if you call them right now, you can get in on these prices that are already a really great deal. $22.30 for a Lakota Bank is 877-857-9938.
And that's for an ounce of silver.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. And the silver is up to $17.44 an ounce spot price.
That's spot price. Yeah. You can't buy it.
No, you can't.
But the premium is reasonable on that right now. That price, and those are gorgeous rounds. I've seen them.
All right. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Going to Winnipeg, where Scott is on the line. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, over the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of talk on your show about vaccines and things like that, and I always squirm a little bit when I hear vaccine talk, or if I hear Ian talk about child sex. Those are the two things that really squirm when I hear on Free Talk Live. But I have maybe somewhat of a request. Now, regardless of what side of the debate you're on as far as vaccines go, I'm going to ask that maybe if you try to think of it this way, in that because the politics are so interspersed with the medicine, and it's not an ideal way to have it, obviously, but I'm going to ask that if you could think about it in terms of separating the science from the politics. Because as we've heard about, like, these mandatory vaccinations and all this sort of crap that the government will do, which to me can almost cloud the issue whether, you know, is the science there? Does it work or not? And that's sort of maybe my request to Mark and Wayne, and not so much Ian. He's kind of on the fence with it, or maybe not as concerned about it, but I guess that's about what I want to get out without getting into any sort of shouting match.
Do you understand what he's saying?
Well, he's asking me to accept that vaccines are okay. Because
no, I'm asking you to separate the science from the politics.
Well, I can't separate the science, though, Scott, because I can't go and read the science behind every vaccine that's out there.
Wait, what?
There are dozens of vaccines out there that the average person can get.
But wait, what I'm hearing you say, Scott, is that... And we've had people who've called in to essentially support the vaccines who've made it clear, look, I don't want to force these on anybody. I don't think that you should be forced to do these things.
We've also had people call in to say that, well, I'm not so sure about liberty, that maybe humans are too dumb to make this vaccine decision themselves, and it should be forced on people.
You're saying avoid that discussion?
Well, no, what I'm saying that is when getting into the idea of how you feel about vaccines, it's so easy. Like, I know I have an anti-government bias. I definitely do. Anything the government, you know, pushes on me or things that I naturally want to rebel against. Sure. And I think that sometimes people might be taking that and mixing it in with the science. Like, either it works or it doesn't. or somewhere in between? What does the real science say?
I'm not a scientist. You're saying that you believe, and it's probably true, that some people are rejecting vaccines on their face simply because the government is promoting them.
Yes.
Well, Scott, I believe...
Is that why you're rejecting vaccines, Mark, is because the government is promoting them?
To some extent it is. I mean, like, I don't like...
The government promotes seatbelt use as well, but that's not a bad idea.
But you're not being asked to inject a foreign substance into your body.
I have had problems with vaccines myself, and so I have personal experience that's negative with a vaccine, and I know that there's a difference between childhood vaccines and flu vaccines. I get that. And so I did some research. My research certainly isn't exhaustive, but it's good enough for me, and I came up with the idea that I'm not so sure that this vaccine thing's worth it. Now, so Scott, I've got two questions on this particular issue.
Sure.
Do you think if the government wasn't involved in forcing people to have vaccines in the way that the public schools, essentially say that you have to have vaccines to come here and that kind of thing, do you think that as many people would be vaccinated as they are today? If it wasn't mandated and it was only voluntary?
I don't know. It'd just be pure speculation. I don't know.
You're not prepared to jump in on that issue?
Let me speculate.
I will.
Let me speculate before you do, Mark. I would say that if the government wasn't involved, then perhaps it could become an insurance issue. It could be something where, if it was a concern, if the marketplace decided that this is something that's valuable, and I don't know if it would. I don't know what the marketplace will do. Nobody can predict that. But if the market did decide it was valuable, then there would be different ways to ensure that people got the vaccines that the market decided was the most useful ones.
Well, maybe it wouldn't even be a vaccine. Maybe it would be some other type of treatment to prevent getting a disease or a virus. So,
all my children, I have four kids. They're all vaccinated. None of it was done through the schools. It was all through our family doctor.
Was it done at birth?
Well, there's a schedule. Some are done after a couple months. You can't have it right when you're first newborn because your system can handle it. There's some you get after a few months, and then some you get at 1 year and things like that. So pretty much, right from when they were young.
Oh, it was my understanding that they gave vaccines right at birth. But
some of them they did, and they stopped that. There was a hepatitis vaccination that they were giving right at birth, which is
a good idea
ridiculous.
To get hepatitis to a baby.
Okay, things that I think are good to prevent. But
now, I'm of the opinion if it was completely a free market and that everybody had a choice, and I'm not talking about insurance or anything like that,
sure.
If it was really about choice and vaccines, that the vast majority of people just simply wouldn't do it. And
I
you
agree
wouldn't
with
have
you, Mark.
This herd immunity thing that's so important to the pro-vaxxers out
herd
there.
Herd immunity is very important, Mark. That's what keeps you and your kid from getting sick because you're not vaccinated.
I absolutely agree, Scott. And since your kids have vaccines, why do you care?
Why? There's not
I care about other people
study.
Besides myself.
There's actually not one scientific study that shows that vaccines prevent any of the things that they're supposed to protect against.
Thank you for the call, Scott. I appreciate it. More on the way here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Invite you on the phones at 800-259-9231. It's all free, of course. It's 1-800-259-9231. We have live streams on our website, broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com because Jason Osborne doesn't suck.
Yeah, in fact, he's quite awesome. SACL CAI. Head on over there. All right, let's continue here with your phone calls to Japan, where Michael is on the line. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, Michael.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hello.
Oh, God.
All right. Very nice. So I always like it when Gene, the Christian anarchist, calls in because it's good to hear, you know, his kind of, his perspective on China and maybe Asia in general, even though, you know, he's living in the States. And I realized not too long ago that I am actually an immigrant. And when I put it in those terms, it sounded kind of weird. Because I moved here after college, and I didn't really see a whole lot going for me in the States. So I moved to Japan, and I don't know. I think I'm doing well. I own my own company, and nice. I don't know if I could be doing this back home.
How much time did you have to spend learning Japanese before you moved over? Did you just immerse yourself and figure it out when you got there?
I showed up with no money at all, and I moved to a place where there weren't any other foreigners. So there weren't any other, you know, any other English-speaking people around, maybe one or two. So basically it was out of necessity.
So you did not know Japanese? You didn't even take a basic course on it before you went over?
No, I didn't really even know where Japan was. I always kind of assumed it was, like, part of China. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but you know, it kind of felt like that.
That seems so difficult. I'd never been in a situation like that before, and I've only heard people talk about it. It seems like it's plausible in a place where the language is actually written with Latin characters.
You're going to figure it out if you go. I mean,
I know, but
you're
all
gonna,
the symbols and the
it's confusing. I'm sure it was complicated.
How long did it take before you were able to order food? I mean, it can't be easy.
You'd be surprised. I mean, Japanese is, it's kind of a soft language. I think it'd be much more difficult to learn than, it's much easier to learn than Chinese, but it didn't take so long. I mean, once you get the basics down and, what do you do? It's sink or swim, right?
So, yucky.
You just, you guys,
hey, did you meet a nice, Japanese girl and get married?
Yeah, that was actually why I came to Japan.
Oh, is that right?
She was here. Well, she was Japanese. Anyway,
Wait. Point of information. You met her in the U.S. or you met her on?
Yeah, I met her in the U.S.
Gotcha.
I met her in the U.S. Yeah.
So you had a translator?
No. I mean, she spoke English. I showed up here. And she broke up with me a week after I got here.
So you didn't have much of a translator.
Nah.
That's kind of sad that you would go there and then she would break up with you. I mean, did she encourage you to move there?
I had kind of promised I would, and then I realized I was not keeping my promise. But then I did it just, felt honest.
Yeah, that makes sense. And he made it work out.
I just kind of showed up.
You learned it. You learned the language. You jumped in. You immersed yourself. It worked out, and you're owning your own business. That sounds great. Great story.
Right, and I'm an immigrant, and I think that's pretty sweet. Because,
what is the process like? I mean, we understand that in the United States it's a nightmare bureaucratic process with fees and applications and lost applications and reapplying and refees and all kinds of just hell that these poor folks have to go through to just come to this this place. What was it like in Japan?
I was always kind of an open borders kind of person, even before I came here. After going, going through all the hassle and everything that you have to do here, you have to really sympathize with people who just want to come and, mow people's lawns. I mean, I came here, trying to be a professional and build my life here and whatever. What I've been trying to do is maybe a little more complicated than what the average, maybe Mexican immigrant or wherever they're from is trying to do. So it's crazy, all the papers. But to be fair, I really don't do most of what they want me to do.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised at what you can get away with. Because bureaucracy, especially in Japan, is, it's insane, and they're really paper-based. They really haven't gotten the whole computer thing down yet, so everything just kind of gets lost in the ether. Because, you're required by law, everyone in Japan is required by law to join the health scheme.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact, because my girlfriend's grandmother does this, that old people go to the clinic just for social time. And they don't have to pay anything, basically. They
just go there to have fun. The waiting room or something?
Talking about their
hang out, yeah. They go there, they get checked out by the doctor and blah, blah, blah. And maybe you can get massages here. I mean, you can get all kinds of stuff. But I refuse to pay a dime into that.
Really?
I just refuse. Yeah.
So you're in the program,
but the old people need massages.
But wait a minute. You're in the program. They're aware of your existence, but you're not paying?
I'm not paying.
What are the consequences?
And I told them I wouldn't pay. And it's an endless battle every time I go to the city hall here because my girlfriend actually made me register. All right, so here's the thing. I was registered my first year because my employer, my first year, registered me.
Registered for the health thing, you mean?
Yeah, for the health thing. And I didn't know any better, so I just did it, And then when I had to start doing it myself, I was like, this is ridiculous. So I just didn't pay.
So you have to re-register every year, or just when you change careers what?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but the way they do it is very local. It's a national program, kind of, but it's all administered locally. So when you move to a different place, you have to re-register again. So when I moved to Tokyo from the little town I was in before, I just didn't re-register. And that was like 3 years ago. So when I went, my girlfriend like basically made me go there and register for it so she wouldn't kill me. And that's why I went. And another one that really needs the help. And I went there and I registered, and then they sent me a huge bill for like $4,000 or $5,000, telling me that I had to pay for the years that I hadn't paid, even though I didn't use any of their services.
That's how socialized medicine works.
So you didn't pay that bill?
No. So then, what happened was I had to renew my visa, but. It's kind of hard to explain the bureaucracy here. It's really, you know, deeply embedded. But I had to renew my visa. I renewed it, but I didn't inform the local government that also does the health insurance thing. So they think that my visa's expired and that I'm not actually here anymore. So they canceled my health insurance.
Oh, I love it when bureaucracies can interact and work together with one another. It's so beneficial to us sometimes. That's great.
But what's it like being an American, being a business professional in Japan?
Well, I mean, it depends what you do, but I mean, it usually works to your benefit because I think most people here are teaching English. Well, not most people, but a lot of people are expected to be teaching English not that there's anything wrong with that. I did it, but, I think once you reach maybe a certain level, especially language wise, not that I'm perfect, but anyway, I mean, it's good. You know,
How many years have you been there?
Six.
6 years. And you feel like you're pretty fluent at this point?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, how does it take?
I think
once you immerse
yourself.
To be
honest, I know people who have come here and within a year are basically completely fluent, but they have dedicated their whole lives to it.
That's incredible. I thank you for the story tonight. Any additional things you want to share just briefly, like in the next 10 seconds, about why Japan is great for you?
No. I mean, if you want to read more about, you know, I guess what's really going on in Japan, check out the Mike Rogers columns at Lou Ruffo.
And English.com. Don't forget that one.
Don't the Japanese freak out about guns?
Yeah, but you know, my girlfriend's uncle has guns. He shoots deer in the forest in there.
Interesting.
Thanks, sushi.
Thanks for the call. We're out of time for this, but I appreciate hearing from you. More time for your calls if you make them right now. 800-259-9231. Always interesting to hear from people around the world. I mean, it's different out there. I like that. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can win on anything by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining in tonight, it's Ian here.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We invite you to enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Oh, they can also send in a validated video as well. You can get all the details and see the shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin here, and it's an antioxidant all-in-one. It's called Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. These fruits have been are considered by many experts to be some of the most nutrient-rich fruits that the world has to offer. And you can get a free week by calling 800-219-8874. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. They'll give you a free week's worth. 1-800-219-8874. Choose for health.
We continue taking your phone calls, and you get to bring up what you want. Let's go to Gary in Indiana. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne and Mark.
Mushy, mushy.
Gary, what's on your mind tonight?
Mushy, mushy.
What was the last caller's name? Saki?
Michael
sushi?
In Japan?
Oh, Michael.
Yeah.
He sounded like he spoke a lot of Japanese.
We have
I don't. I just want to say, wakarimasu gozaimasu.
Are you cursing in Japanese on
no,
our
that's hello.
Sure
that's
is.
How you say hello. Basically, that's my extent of Japanese. You know, sushi, saki, and wakarimasu gozaimasu.
Sashimi.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Is that what you wanted to do, was just call and speak in Japanese for us?
Well, no, actually, I thought this was the Alex Jones show.
Oh. So, well, I'm not sure if I'm sorry to disappoint you or happy to disappoint you, but we're not. This is Free Talk Live, and you really can't bring
it I'm not sure I believe you. Go ahead.
Really? No, seriously. They're number 259-9231. It says call into the Alex Jones show right up on the internet.
Yeah, there you go, except that's only during the live hours that he's on the air. So,
right. Oh, yeah, I'm in a different time zone, and, you know, my brain.
I think you're off by, like, eight hours or something, but I'm not sure exactly when.
You know, I thought,
is.
You know, what the heck, I might as well, right?
Well, yeah, you know.
So
whatever.
What did you want to talk to Alex about?
Well, actually, I was going to talk to Alex about the Acorn scandal.
Oh, is this the thing with the prostitutes, the child
prostitutes? I think so. I really don't know. I haven't seen it on the internet yet, but I thought,
oh, this is the big news, right? I mean, yep. Glenn yep. Beck.
NPR says that Acorn is discredited at this point. The Senate has pulled their funding.
What is
it's over.
Acorn? I mean, I've heard things about it. But
it's
I don't...
a community organizing group that Obama was been involved with
gets
for many
people
years.
Registered
right, and I think that Alex Jones is saying something about they're involved in, taking children from places against their will or something like that.
Oh, the child sex slaves kind of thing?
Something
is that
like
allegation?
That.
Well, they were.
I'm wondering, what is the conspiracy theory behind Acorn? Because
I really
Jones
don't
has
know.
A conspiracy
basically,
theory for everything.
Yeah, basically, the only thing I wanted to point out was that the logo for Acorn, it actually looks like a baby's bib on a hanger, like they're saying, we're going to hang your kids out to dry.
I haven't seen it. I can't comment. I know this Acorn thing is supposed to be a big deal in the world of conservative talk radio because I've just heard a lot about it just kind of through the grapevine, but I've never actually taken the time to look into it. So what happened was they went and they ran an undercover operation on these guys, and didn't they go in and try to get advice as to how to get welfare or something like that if they were running a child sex ring or something
yeah, like
right.
that?
Right. That's yeah. basically what I heard on the Alex Jones show.
They videotaped him.
They came in here and said, we've got a, something that we want to do. It's illegal and immoral. And basically they said, okay, well, we've got a program for you for that.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There was a big hoopla a few months back because Acorn was also involved with the census. And,
oh, really?
And some of that GPSing of people's front doors was actually being done allegedly by Acorn people.
They got a contract for it, basically?
Yes, basically.
So with the whole welfare prostitution thing, I guess when I used the term child prostitution probably wasn't accurate. I think the girl they said they had was 13 in there. I don't really consider that a child. It's borderline, I would say. But depending on when puberty hits is when I think someone changes from a child into a teenager. But if we didn't have welfare, then this wouldn't really be an issue, right? And then the issue is only child prostitution. Like, this is supposedly a bad thing because teenagers are being put up as prostitutes. I mean, that's one of the reasons why this is hitting as a big story.
Under the current system, sort of a brothel is likely to be something that's a very coercive place, as
sure.
opposed to in a free market, a more free market at the very least, where prostitution was legal, then it wouldn't be as coercive or coercive at all necessarily. It wouldn't necessarily be coercive. It certainly could be. So I think that's what really the issue is here. Is they were talking about a very coercive operation. That they were going to get funding.
Yeah, I think that in the absence of the whole welfare issue, then the issue becomes just, should teenage girls be able to sell their bodies for sex? And I say yes. I say teenage boys should be able to as well. 800-259-9231, because the fact is they're doing it right now. It's already happening, and it's illegal. So if they get caught, they get in trouble, and that doesn't make their lives any better. Plus, there is the violence factor. There is the prohibition factor, which means that they're likely to run away and get involved with some very dangerous people who are, don't have their best interests at heart. And that, that puts them at a higher risk of various different things. And if they're doing it in the black market, of course, there's also the, the fact that the Johns could be violent. That could lead to some dangerous things, of course, in the black market. Also, we've seen the prostitution tends to lead to all kinds of sexually transmitted diseases, whereas in the marketplace, as you can see in Nevada, there's a fairly safe factor in that they test their girls.
But they're not 13.
That's true. They're not 13.
I've got kids, and I'm not okay with that, because I think there's an age where kids should be under the supervision of their parents. They should be mentored.
But what if they
want
to leave the home? What if they decide they've had enough of you?
Well, they won't do that because I'm good.
Well, you're
to my
a good
kids.
Dad, but what if you're beating your kids?
Well, I think that
then shouldn't they be able to emancipate themselves and go have their own life?
Well, I think that it should be maybe at a later age.
If someone is old enough to make the decision to move out and strike out upon their own, then shouldn't they be able to make other decisions about themselves?
Well, there are grandparents, there are guardians around that could probably take care of them until they're 16 or 17. But, 13 is kind of young, and kids that age think they know everything.
I'm not advising they do such a thing. I'm just saying that there are certain circumstances where I think it's appropriate. for a young person to leave home. And obviously it would be best for them to go with a grandparent or somebody else that can help take care of them, because they may think they know everything, and then they'll get out into the world and discover absolutely they don't know everything, and it was a lot harder than they thought it was going to be, and they'll come crawling back.
It is not an easy question to deal with if a kid decides that it's a better idea to stay out of the home. One has to assume that there's a pretty good reason, because it is extraordinarily difficult as a teenager to live outside the home. So outside the parents' home. So one has to assume that if they do decide to do that, it's got to be for a pretty darn good reason. I don't know what it would be. Something awful, I can only imagine.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We will go to Dennis in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, Dennis. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, actually, I got to touch this. You're talking about Acorn. This is so huge. Not the scandal. Like, I could care about that. But the fact that some of their funding is being cut. Over the last couple of weeks, ever since the quote-unquote town hall that Obama had in Portsmouth, a group of political activists, one of which is me, have been trying to figure out who was bussing these people up and who's paying for what we call the AstroTurf, the fake grassroots out there.
Yeah.
And
Dennis, is that there have been people that have literally come in on buses. You saw, there's video footage of this on, I think it's your YouTube channel, which I don't know what that is offhand, but there's video footage that you captured of these people exiting these buses, and you asked them, where are you from? And they're telling you, Massachusetts, 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 and Maine. And it was amazing. So it's absolutely happening. And they're stacking various different political events. Some might even allege that they're busing people up to vote during the elections up here in New Hampshire.
I've heard that.
It would be very easy.
It's not hard to do.
Right. In New Hampshire, all you basically have to do is say, I declare that you intend to move where it is that you're voting.
The Coalition of New Hampshire taxpayer has dozens and dozens and dozens of specific enumerated documented individuals, all students that were bused in from Mass. They even have signed letters from some of these people that, you know, their conscience ate at them and they realized that they were, you know, destroying the democratic process or whatever. And they still cannot get the attorney general to prosecute on some of these cases. It's amazing.
And you're saying it was the Acorn group? You're saying it was the Acorn people?
It's weird. Like I say, I feel like a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, I'm looking at the data here, and it's crazy. There are a number of groups that are all, you know, it's some of the people that kind of slide between them. It's almost like if I was going to describe Free Talk Live crowd versus the Free Team crowd versus the Free State Project crowd. They're all smooshed together. In this case, it's the SEIU, Service Employees, whatever, Intelligence, something, Union, Place, whatever. Acorn. They're all corporate entities that are linked. It's wild.
And so now their funding's getting pulled, so you're hoping that'll at least slow the problem?
I'm hoping it at least puts a dent in it, because it's amazing how much impact.
More coming up
have.
Here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crum had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crum is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crum online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.